In the movies, when someone tells the people they care about they have cancer, everyone always seems to know how to respond. But the reality is often very different. You may find the way others deal with your cancer is not how you would like them to or how you imagined they would. Someone who you thought would be able to offer you emotional support may not be there for you in the way you imagined. You might find that some people are quick to support you with specific tasks, like gardening, but are less willing to support you emotionally by listening to you express your feelings, your fears and anxieties. Often those who care about you will feel helpless and want nothing more than to know the right thing to say to make you feel better. But because they don't know what that is, they may say nothing at all. Denial is another common response, whereby friends and family cope by acting as if nothing is wrong with you. Just like when you first learnt you had cancer, it may be now them experiencing shock, and they could be finding it difficult to accept the news. It may take some time before they are ready to talk to you about your cancer. If the person having difficulties is the person you were expecting to be there for you most, for example, your partner, or perhaps your best friend, you may need to turn elsewhere for the emotional support you need.
A lot of people just try to tell you to be strong and positive and you'll get through it. But that doesn't allow room to acknowledge how you may really be feeling. You may not be feeling either strong or positive, and that's fine. Some people with cancer get disappointed that when they tell others, their response is just to try to give advice and concentrate on the practical matters, rather than trying to listen to their feelings and emotions. It is often the case that feelings can be a lot harder for people to deal with.
How others act around you and the level of support they offer you should not be looked at as a measure of how much they really care about you. It may be easy to imagine that if someone can't be there for you during this difficult time, they may never have really cared for you, or you may feel that people should be able to take the good with the bad. While having people pull away from you can be very hurtful and confusing, it's often the case that some people just simply don't know how to cope with someone they love having cancer, and, lost as to what to do, they pull away. Most people adjust to the situation and become more ready to talk with you about how you may be feeling, but this can take time.
I have a lot of people say to me that one of the things that they worry about most is how everyone else will react and how they will cope. They feel that they need to deal with not only their cancer, but also everyone else's feelings about their cancer. It is important people understand that they don't have to be responsible for everybody's responses and emotions.
You may find many people react to you having cancer by trying to give you advice on how to manage it, from what sort of treatment they think you should get to what sort of foods you should eat. Some people welcome advice, but many people would rather have their families and friends be there to help them with emotional matters and would prefer to leave these sorts of issues to their medical team to advise them on. Chances are, anyone who is giving you advice, even if it's not wanted, is only trying to help. In some cases, they may think that you have actually asked them for advice. For example, if you have said you're feeling really confused about how to tell your children, they may feel this means you want them to advise you on what they think you should do, even though you just wanted to express some concerns you were having out loud. When Ruth found out she had cancer, she was overwhelmed by well-meaning family and friends who were inundating her with advice.
For me, one of the hardest things was trying to deal with everyone else's reactions to my cancer. I had so many people ringing me up and saying, I should have this treatment, or I should try this, or I should do that. It felt like everyone had an opinion, and I still was not sure what I wanted myself. I felt that because these people were older than me, they were also probably wiser, and that perhaps I should do what they say. For me, one of the most important things was taking control of the situation and making my own decisions.
Some people find it helpful to clarify with people that they are not after advice, but they simply want to talk about some of their emotions. You could try saying something like, "It's so good to have you to talk to. I don't expect you to come up with any answers, but it's just nice to be able to talk about this." Or, I know you want to help me, but to be honest, just listening to me talk about these things is a great help in itself. You may not be able to control the way other people deal with your cancer, but at the same time, you also don't have to be in a situation where you feel you have no one to talk to just because you feel you can't get the support you feel you would like from those closest to you. If you feel as if you have no one to turn to, it may be a good idea to become involved with one of the many cancer support groups running in Western Australia. If you ring the Cancer Council helpline on 13 11 20, someone will help you find a support group in an area near you.